Hey guys, this is Mario Aguilar again with Given to Cast. It's our fourth episode for the week ending March 17th, 2006. And on this week's episode, we're going to get some news from Pearl Jam Nation. And we will get some of the things that came out on the boards this week. And we will put them on the news segment. And we will also, on our second segment, we will go ahead and get into the two songs of the week. We're going to have two this week. Songs that are some of my favorite songs that I like, and so I'm going to put them on, and we're going to answer that trivia question from last week, reveal the winner, and we will also ask the next question. We will also get into rare song of the week. We're going to have two of them this week. One's a request, and we will answer a listener's email and try to get to a DVD if we have some time. Review. If we get to go a little long here, I might just go ahead and omit that, so if you don't hear it at the end of the podcast, I apologize. We'll try to fit it in a future episode, but if we do have some time, I will get through that review of a DVD. And I just want to take a few seconds here to thank all of you who have subscribed to our podcast on iTunes and other aggregators that are out there. I really do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my podcast every week. I do it every Friday. It's released every Friday for that week, and we will have a few episodes that will be in between the week, just if things come awry they're going to be, as far as good information, tours, that kind of thing, we might have some extra bonus episodes. But again, I do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me and bear with me with all the mistakes that I might have been doing on this podcast as far as mixing, that kind of thing. I do apologize on the sound. I'm trying to get better as we go along here, but in any event, I do thank you for listening. And I also want to let you know that we do have a first official t-shirt out that we've designed and had made, and we have all that information on the blog. So if you want to take a look at that and the sample shirt and the information, how to buy them, that kind of thing, the blog address is givintocast.blogspot.com. That's the blogspot. And if you want to send me any kind of information, show ideas, comments, requests for songs, you can do that at givintocast@grandecom.net. That's my email address. And I really would appreciate you guys buying some of these shirts. Again, we're not making a lot of money on this. In fact, we're not making any money on it. Any profits that go to from the shirts that we do make after cost of making the shirts will go back into the podcast. So 100% of that is not going in my pocket. It's going towards equipment, sound, that kind of thing. I'm trying to get some money together to get a portable recorder so I can actually broadcast on the road, and also want to try to upgrade my laptop so I can actually upload them as well. So again, those are the things that the money's going to be going to. It's not to me or any other kind of thing. It's just going to go towards the podcast for right now, and any kind of donation or any kind of purchase of those shirts will be greatly appreciated, you guys. And if you do purchase a shirt, feel free to wear it at one of the shows. It'd be great for you to take a picture at a show with that shirt on, and I'll post it on my blog as well. Again, thank you guys for all your great support, and I appreciate it. And we will get to the news now. Okay, guys, in the news this week, Jay Records released an announcement saying that Pearl Jam will be playing Saturday Night Live this week. April 15th, which was this week. April 15th, the guest host is yet to be announced. This should be really cool. I think they're going to play their first single, Worldwide Suicide, and maybe follow up with Gone or a different song from the album. That'd be pretty cool. Also, in the news, Chicago was added as a second date on the tour of this first leg. It was added because of high demand of tickets. I think the first one sold out pretty quickly, and so they wanted to add a second show for you guys in the Chicago area. And also in the news, Pearl Jam scores highest modern rock debut ever. That's right, Worldwide Suicide debuts on Billboard Modern Rock Audience Chart at number 1 and number 3 overall on the Formats Chart. You can check out this article on Billboard.com about Worldwide Suicide. the chart debut, and it's the number one in a bunch of markets, and you can see the list on there as well. And further on in the news, I did want to let you guys know that I did receive my Deep newsletter this past week, and it's pretty cool. It's a nice little booklet. And if you want more information about that, you can get onto the boards and they can discuss. You can discuss it there. But I really was impressed with it. It's a pretty good upgrade from the last or the past newsletters that we've been getting. I really do. As much as I like the last ones, this is a little bit more concise to put together, and it's probably easier for me to manage as far as taking care of it and putting it away, that kind of thing. But I do really like it. It's really good, and they've really updated a lot. You get a lot for the money that you're putting in for this tenant club. So if you guys are members, y'all keep on sending your money so they can upgrade these things as we get along. And also in the news, the tenant club site, tenantclub.net, released the picture of the cover of the album. At least that's what we think it is. It might have been a mistake, but it was up for about 6 or 7 hours this week, and then was abruptly replaced with the brown paper wrapping package artwork from previous days back up there. And so it's, as of today, is still covered. So I think maybe we got either a quick release, a quick little peek at what the album was. I did save it and posted it on my blog. If you didn't get a chance to see it when it did come out, you're welcome to go to my blog at givingthecast.blogspot.com, and you can take a look at what it looks like there. Also in the news, Pearl Jam is also taking pre-orders for their albums coming out, the self-titled album Pearl Jam. And if you do buy it online through the Pearl Jam site, you will receive a free bonus disc of the classic 1992 New Year's Eve Pearl Jam show from the Academy Theater in New York City, plus a digital download of Pearl Jam, the album, delivered May 2nd at 2:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All this for the low price of $14 plus shipping, and you will receive the package of a value of at least $35, delivered by USPS First Class postage, and that'll include the new album and the bonus CD along that. So that's a pretty good deal. I went ahead and purchased it myself, so I'll be letting you know when I first get it in here and reviewing both the CDs in a next episode or so, or a few episodes when we get this after May here. I will probably that week, the week ending of that May, first week in May, I will be doing a review on the album and of the extra CD. So that's a pretty good deal there. So y'all take them up on it. Y'all order it and pre-order now so y'all can have it first thing when it comes out on the 2nd. That's the news this week.
Song of the week. Song of the week. Song of the week. Song of the week.
Okay, guys, it's time for Song of the Week, and this week we got two of them. First one I've picked myself, and it is from the last album. And it is Bushleaguer, and it's a very important song. It wasn't released as a single, but it made a lot of noise on the last tour that they had and went through. And I think it's significant, especially now. It's very telling as far as what this president has done, as far as done in office. I'm going to go ahead and just put my little commentary in here. You guys, if you want to skip forward on this and go to the song, you're welcome to do so. But I think it's very important that you guys hear that you have a choice. You have a voice here if you decide to take advantage of it. If you're not a registered voter in the United States, please do so now. If you're 18 years old and you can vote, there's no reason why you shouldn't be voting. If you are not happy with this president or what this administration is doing, or what Congress is doing for that matter, and you want something to start getting done, then you need to go and vote for the right person. I'm not saying vote Democrat, Republican, or otherwise. Just vote for your conscience and vote for who you think will do the better job. We're not always right in thinking that the person you vote for might do the job for you, but hey, you need to find out the person who's not doing the job and let's get them out of there. There's a lot of Republicans, and I have to say there's a lot of Republicans out there that are in Congress or in the Senate that are just minions of the administration, and they don't care about you as a person. They only care about their pocketbooks and then lining their pockets with money and kickbacks, and it's a shame. So if you want to do something for to change this situation, vote in this November's election. If you're not registered to vote, do so. I will post a link on my blog for you to click to find a registered where to register in your area. But I'm going to go ahead and just play this song, get off my soapbox now, and take a listen to Bush Leaguer from Denver, April 1st, 2003. Here you go, you guys.
This is such a happening tailpipe of a party. Like sugar, the guests are so refined. A confidence man, but why so beleaguered? He's not a leader, he's a Texas leaguer. Swinging for the fence, got lucky with a strike. Drilling for fear, it keeps the job simple. Born on third, thinks he got a triple. Blackout weaves its way through the city. Blackout weaves its way through the city. Blackout weaves its way. I remember when you sang that song. Aloof multiplication, a nicotine wish in a Columbus decanter. Retrenchment and hoggishness, the aristocrat choir sings, what's the ruckus? Cause the haves have not a fucking clue. With the immenseness of suffering and the odd negotiation of rarity, with onion skin plausibility of life and a keyboard reaffirmation. Blackout weaves its way through the city. Blackout weaves its way through the city. Blackout weaves its way. I remember when you sang that song.
Song, and that is Brain of Jay from a Melbourne show on March 5th, 1993. 1998. It's an awesome song, and here you go. Okay, guys, here's our trivia question this week, and it is, what is Pearl Jam's largest or biggest single to date? This is not including Worldwide Suicide or anything on this new album. So from this album, or from the beginning of this time back to Pearl Jam history, what is Pearl Jam's largest single to date? This is a single, one song, to date. If you're the first person to answer this correctly, by emailing me at givendocast@grandecom.net, you will be getting the prize this week. And this week is going to be a little bit special. We are going to give away a t-shirt. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give away one of our first, it'll be our first t-shirt that we give away. It'll be the Given to Cast t-shirt. And it will be a color of my choice. Whatever we've got left over, you can tell me the size. The larger, extra large is all I have right now. But you can give me a size, and I will send it out to you. Again, please send those emails as soon as you can to givendocast@grandecom.net. Good luck. Okay, guys, it's time for our rare song of the week. And this week we're going to play two songs like we did for the song of the week. And the first one's going to be a request. It's from Quicksilver2789. That's a person, it's either a man, it doesn't say if it's a guy or a girl, but this person requested Don't Be Shy. And we will put that on round now for you. Don't be shy.
So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. So lift your head and let your feelings out instead. And don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on.
Answer a listener's email. This week we've got an email from Jenny, and she's out of Houston, Texas, and she writes, "Loving your podcast, listen to it all the time, but I have a question. Who is the voice of the little intros that you have between segments?" Well, that voice, Jenny, is my daughter. She is 4.5 years old. I did want to include her in this because she loves Pearl Jam, and she's got two of the Pearl Jam kid shirts already, and she wears them all the time. Everybody asks her about it, and she really loves Pearl Jam. She's just like her daddy. So I wanted to include her in the podcast that I'm doing because she's a real big fan. And so that's what it is. I just added a couple of sound effects to make her voice echoey. But we're working on adding some more of those intros as we go along here. So thanks a lot for the entrance, Jenny. Thanks for being a subscriber, and thank you for listening to Given the Cast. I really do appreciate it. Keep listening and keep sending those emails in with the questions that you have and comments and ideas for shows at givingtocast@grandecom.net. Thanks a lot, you guys. So, guys, this week we're going to go ahead and review a DVD really quickly here, and it's Touring Van 2005. You can go to the website at www.touringvan.com, and you could actually download a free copy of this documentary. It's all about three guys' trip through the Canadian tour of last year, and all the people that they meet along the way and the parts they go to. It's pretty cool. There really isn't a lot of live footage, but there is a special appearance by Mike McCready, who actually is on the documentary, so that's pretty cool. Take a look at it. It's a little lengthy at about 3 hours plus, but well worth it. If you're a hardcore Pearl Jam fan like myself, you will enjoy it. And these guys are really, really cool to put it up there for free for you to download. So really, really cool. Also, I've been trying to work out a time to where we can maybe even interview these guys. So I put a message out there to them, saying the olive branch, if you will. If they want to do an interview with me, I can put them on this podcast in a future episode. We're still waiting on that, try to get those things down. But hopefully we can get it here pretty soon. But it's a really well worth downloading and watching documentary. Again, I recommend it highly to any Pearl Jam fan who might want to get some insight on somebody who follows a tour for the duration. Again, it's touringvan.com, and you can download the movie there. Thanks a lot, you guys. So that's going to end it up this week. I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Keep letting everybody know. Spread the word about Giving a Cast to all those Pearl Jam fans out there who haven't heard yet. I will be doing another episode next Friday on the 24th of March, and that'll be our fifth episode, which we'll get into some news about hopefully a second leg to the tour, Song of the Week, Rare Song of the Week, trivia question, that kind of thing. And again, if you guys are interested in supporting the podcast and want to get a t-shirt, you can do so on our blog at givingtocast.blogspot.com, and all the information is there to order. And if you want to send an email for requests or comments or show ideas, you can at givingtocast@grandecom.net. And we appreciate all those emails that we get from you guys. So guys, stay tuned next week. Hopefully I will be able to announce some kind of, give some kind of hits about our big announcement we're going to have for the tour this year. So stay tuned, you guys. Thanks for listening, and y'all take care.